that is going to be your judgment day in front of God, in which you're going to be condemned to death and you're going to perish in the lake of fire. That is what it's leading you to, right? Now, the thing is, you say, oh, I accept Jesus here way back 50 years before that train's coming, right? And then, but then you keep on doing the things that inexorably lead you down the path where you're going to be right in front of that train when it hits you. See? You, God, when you believe and you continue in faith, He's going to change everything in your life so you won't get anywhere near that. It's not going to be a hair's breadth miss. Like, oh, I believed it 50 years, then I repented at the last second. Or I, you know, back then, but I lived my life just like I was going to, except for the fact that I believed in Jesus. That's crap. It doesn't work. It's not right. It's not truth. The truth is, you are going to accept Him, and then you're going to accept everything else He has to command you. Or you're going to continue down your own path, which will inexorably lead you to that train wreck, and you're going to die. No tears will be shed. But if you have faith, you will follow Him. And you aren't, see, the judgment of the right, the wicked are not going to stand in the judgment of the righteous. They won't even be there. See, the righteous, we're going to be raised 1,000 years before all the wicked are raised. And the rest of the day will not live again until the 1,000 years are finished. We're going to be raised in glorified bodies and reign on the earth over man. And you know what? Our judgment is, we get judged 1,000 years before that. That means, you know, 50 years down the road, the train, you have like 50 years, you know, I say 50 because I'm 35, 50 would be 85, you know, 50, 60, 70, whatever. Somewhere down the road in your life, there's that train wreck going to happen. It happens to every sinner, right? Christ is going to lead me so far that I'm going to be 1,000 years away from that train wreck. I mean, He's actually transporting me through time so that my salvation occurs 1,000 years before that train wreck even happens. But for people who die in this world this day, it's only 50 years away. I hope you understood what I mean by that. It's just 50 years away, the judgment of God. Just a few years away. 50, for me, I'm young. 20, 30, 10, 5, tomorrow. Some people, there'll be people, I don't want to curse anyone, but someone will hear my voice. Judgment day will be tomorrow. Because everything in their life led them inexorably to a point. That's the way it works right there. Faith is letting Christ lead you far away from it. You're not believing 50 years ahead of time. And you're going to go down the exact same path you would have gone if you hadn't believed. I mean, you're going to fornicate here, adultery here, lie, 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 adultery, steal, steal, lie, 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 lie. Or maybe just apathy, argumentative, contentious, backbiting, you know. The more womanly, I usually pick on the manly sins. I mean, call them manly because, like, they're the ones that I've been subject to, right? The big ones. Right? Because it's always the bigger sinners that are more grateful, right? But then the people, it's like, you know. Apathy. Apathetic towards God. Not really having much faith. Not believing the promises of God. You know, those are the things leading you to hell. You can go to hell just for not believing. Wow. What a trip that would be. I mean, I've always been saying, I'm going to go to hell for, you know, lust of the eyes, the gluttony, drugs, drunkenness. I mean, it all seemed like so worthy, you know? And it's like something so small. Oh, what a disappointment. Yeah. Back to verse 9. Oh, saved from wrath through Him. Yes, we, being justified as blood, we should be saved from wrath through Him. See, so the idea is that now things are different. See, we will be saved. We shall be saved. We are saved. And salvation is a work that takes place in your entire life. It's not my works that saves me. It's God's works of salvation. I mean, salvation in and of itself is a work. You know why? Because you got to, He is conforming me to an image of his son. He's making me like Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the whole, I mean, I gotta become like Jesus Christ, okay? I can't do that. I mean, it seems way too lofty for me, but I believe it anyways, right? That's the whole point. I believe I have. I've got faith. I know God can do it. And I believe the promise is for me. It almost seems nutty, but you know, I'm kind of crazy. I believe it. That's right. That's all it is. It's just faith. That's all you need is faith. You got to believe something as crazy as the fact that, boy, I'm going to become just like Jesus Christ. I'm going to become like him. Can you believe I'm going to become? So the people, if they honestly knew the truth, they could look at me and say, there stands a near perfect copy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you believe it? Yeah, that's the high calling of Christ Jesus. Paul speaks of it as the high calling. It's a high calling. I mean, that's pretty high, isn't it? Yeah, it is. So, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled. I mean, now we are reconciled because of faith. We shall be saved by his life, because he liveth and abideth forever. You know, because like, what is he living? I mean, what is he? Jesus is actually alive. See, everyone else in the world died, you know, right? And they're in the ground. And see, they're not alive, except in the fact if they have a promise from God of eternal life, if they've obtained that through faith, see? Everyone else is dead. David, as Peter so eloquently said, David is dead and buried. And he is not ascended into the heaven. Acts chapter 2. See, the dead are not ascended. Some do err and say the dead have already risen. Paul already dealt with that in 1 Thessalonians, especially chapter 4. The dead have not rose yet. Right? And some people believe that. They believe you die, you go to heaven. That's what the resurrection is for. You have that incredibly wrong. You've fallen away far from Christian doctrine. And that's like that was mysticism or something. It was false. It's not. I mean, I see where they get it, but really, if you are a person who follows the entire scriptures and the doctrine taught by Jesus and his apostles, you will realize it's like no. They've taken things that are anecdotal or parabolic. You know, they're parables, the stories or things that, you know, and is circumstantial evidence, misconstrued it. And gone against clear teachings, like when Peter says, David is not ascended into heaven. David is dead and buried. Or when Jesus says, the day is coming when all the dead, this is John chapter 5, when all the dead that are in their graves will hear my voice and they're going to come forth to judgment. See, the people are in the graves and they are going to wait there until they hear the voice of Christ. And he's going to call them out of their graves.